Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Run for Fun from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about how this session is going to help you to genuinely enjoy running so that you feel much more enthusiastic about going out for a run on a regular basis. Perhaps you're listening to this session because you want to get into running to lose weight or to feel fitter, or generally improve your health and your energy levels. Research shows, of course, that a sensible amount of exercise several days a week has an amazing number of benefits for your mind and body. Regularly running for between 20 minutes and an hour will tend to improve your mood and boost your mental performance, keep you trim and in shape, strengthen your bones, and significantly boost your immune system. What's more, running is a very inexpensive form of exercise, and as long as you've got a decent pair of running shoes and appropriate clothing, you can go for a run anytime and anywhere. But making running a regular habit isn't always easy, to begin with. Maybe you've tried running in the past, but found it a real struggle. When many people first try running, they quickly find themselves out of breath, overheated, and with a painful stitch in their side, and in those early days it can be hard to understand how people come to really love running. But after a few weeks of regular running, the body naturally begins to adapt, and it becomes easier and easier to get into a state of flow, where your body feels like it's running all by itself, and your mind becomes completely focused and present. For myself, it's usually about the fourth or fifth run when that starts to happen. A key part of enjoying running is having the right mindset. If you treat it like it's a boring, burdensome chore, or you tell yourself you're not the sort of person who likes running, then you'll inevitably find it hard to really get into. But if you allow yourself to be open to becoming the kind of person who's really into running, and you treat it as something fun, invigorating, and challenging, then it becomes much easier to make it a regular part of your life. It can also be helpful to listen to music while you run, or to go running with a friend, and to take different routes when you run, so that you add more variety to your experience of running. The hypnotic part of this session is going to help you to develop a much more positive, determined, focused mindset around running, so that you increasingly get a real buzz from going out for a run, which will allow you to enjoy running on a regular basis. So now, as you prepare to relax nice and deeply, you can just close those eyes, if you haven't yet, and give yourself some time to right now settle, to settle in, to settle down, to allow yourself to comfortably be here and now, present with your current experience so that everything you hear, each word, and each of the spaces between the words begins to assist you in letting go. Just letting go of any tension as you take a really slow, deep breath. And as you breathe out, you can really begin to really relax now. Facial muscles softening, jaw muscles loosening, shoulders releasing a little more with each and every out breath. Letting go of your daily life, your inner voice, slowing down, quieting down into a whisper that fades into silence. Arms comfortably heavy, legs comfortably heavy, a sense of calm stillness beginning to permeate the body and mind. And it can be as if the air around that body was imbued with calm, with relaxation, with stillness. The kind of stillness that allows you to tap into a different state of mind. A more inwardly focused state, where daydream-like images can float through your awareness, like strolling through a forest. Looking up at a mighty oak tree, seeing beams of sunlight shining through the branches and leaves, and seeing the beauty of a moment like that. a quiet time of reflection that can allow you to connect with a very deep and valuable part of yourself, a part of yourself you might long have forgotten until now. Or noticing a lush green valley with a stream running through it, hearing the water flowing past in its inimitable way, splashing and bubbling, as if that stream really enjoys winding through the valley, flowing round rocks and stones, bubbling with enthusiasm, finding the path of least resistance, at one with a beautiful landscape all around. Dreamlike images, your conscious mind can become comfortably absorbed in, deeper and deeper, as you relax comfortably now. And you've taken this time for yourself to make a deep, lasting, positive change in your attitude towards running, change in your lifestyle, a change perhaps in your sense of yourself as a person who can be thoroughly invigorated, refreshed, and enlivened by the experience of running. And your unconscious mind, the part of you that keeps you breathing, that keeps that heart beating, the part of you that dreams at night without any conscious effort on your part, knows why you're listening to these words. And it knows how you can really begin to enjoy new things, just as you've done at each stage in your life, growing out of old habits and attitudes that no longer fit you, developing more fulfilling, life-affirming habits and attitudes that allow you to enjoy life so much more and to feel better and better in yourself. Because your unconscious mind is working on your behalf here, digesting these words, extracting from them exactly what you need to make this change. And the deeper you relax with each and every breath, the more these words flow deep inside that mind and that body, reminding each and every cell of a primal sense of exhilaration, of running free and feeling so alive. And there's a natural cycle in life of activity followed by rest, of a busy day followed by a deeply refreshing night's sleep. Just as night follows day, just as the out-breath follows the in-breath, each day breathing in new life, new opportunities, time for exertion, activity, accomplishment, stretching yourself, using your time well, each night letting go and releasing all the events of the day, a time when the body heals, when the muscles regenerate, when the brain processes the learnings of the day. And way, way back in history, your distant ancestors would naturally have times of intense exertion, hunting or exploring, or running for the sheer thrill of it, sprinting through a forest, alive to each and every sound, the snapping of a twig, a rustle in the trees, smelling the air, their whole body tingling with energy, attentiveness, ready for action, and then running up hills, down hills, leaping over a tree trunk or across a stream, hearing their own breathing, their heart pumping good oxygenated blood to their muscles, feeling the exertion and invigoration in their bodies. And a deep part of you knows what that's like. And afterwards, they would naturally enjoy a good, healthy rest. Time to relax completely, to recover, to sleep peacefully through the night. Activity followed by rest. And on one level, you can be resting right now. And at a deeper level, your unconscious mind is actively working on your behalf, gathering together memories, experiences of physical exhilaration in your life. Times you've felt so vibrantly alive, that body tingling with energy, because your unconscious mind knows this is a natural response to good, pleasurable, enjoyable physical exertion. And that body needs to experience this, to remember the pleasure of exertion, the primal enjoyment of running free. And deep inside, the cells of that body crave that kind of exertion. And once you build up momentum, once you get into the running zone, it's like a warm smile that flows up from the ends of those toes, right up to the end of that nose. A wonderful smile inside that broadens on your face as you suddenly realize you feel great. As that body releases wave after wave of pleasure and good feelings, clarity, a sense of feeling fully alive, and your unconscious mind can intensify this now and double this sense of pleasure, fulfillment, exhilaration, again and again, each time you think about running, each time you set out running, satisfying a primal need within that body to run, to feel fully alive, the spirit of your distant ancestors flowing through the generations down into you. Ancestral memories of sprinting through the forest, feeling completely invigorated, brimming with health, strong, supple, fully alive. And there's also the deep satisfaction of having worked hard at something, and the sense of real accomplishment when you finish it. Because even if something feels like a challenge when you start, the more you get into doing it, the more you find your stride, your rhythm, and you realize that this is something you can really do, and you're getting better at it even now. Mind and body adapting, a sense of pride in yourself, a new strength you're developing inside, determination, focus, an uprightness in the spine, an expansiveness in the chest, and that smile forming on your face. And after you've succeeded, you know you can have a rest, a well-earned rest. Because running is, and has always been, completely natural to you, whether you realized it or not. It's a primal human activity, and that body was made to run. And there are very personal reasons why this is so important for you. Why you value doing this. Because after running for some months, the benefits of running will be enriching all aspects of your life. As you find you have more energy to tackle each day with a renewed vigor, a renewed vitality, that body more toned, feeling so much fitter, more in shape, happier in yourself, more clarity in that mind, more resilient against ill health, stronger, leaner, more focused, more fulfilled. Mind and body enhanced in so many different ways by you having incorporated running into your lifestyle, into your routine, into your sense of yourself now. And you can just get a sense of watching yourself setting off for a run in the coming days, perhaps even in the next 24 hours, like seeing yourself on a cinema screen, a movie of yourself putting on your running kit, warming up at a gentle pace, and then more and more finding your stride. And at first, it makes sense to just run for a short amount of time. And you can run at times and walk at times if you need to, as you give your body time to adapt itself back into regular running. perhaps listening to music, perhaps running by yourself or with others. And then you can see yourself some months into the future, running further, looking even more focused, even fitter, looking so fully alive. How running is something you just do, come rain or shine, part of your routine. And you can watch yourself setting off for a run on a day when you've got energy, when it's sunny and bright, when all is well in the world. And you can watch yourself setting off for a run on a day when it's been a bit of a hard day for you. Perhaps when you're not initially in the mood for a run, or it's cloudy, or wet, or cold outside. And notice how that future you just calmly gets on with running is something you just do. As you discover a deeper sense of self-discipline, of self-mastery, of mental focus, day by day. And you can really enjoy the discovery, each time, of how invigorating and fun it becomes to find yourself once again running, in the zone, feeling so alive, meeting that primal need of your body and your mind to run freely, enjoying this exhilaration, the liberation of rediscovering yourself as a runner. And feeling that inner smile well up from the ends of your toes to the end of your nose. And you can merge into this future now, feeling the reality of going for a run in the very near future, like this, this mindset. This attitude, a natural part of who you are, setting off, finding your rhythm, arms swinging at your sides, feeling the air against the face, finding your stride, and really discovering the joy of running now and on into the weeks, months and years to come. And you can listen to this session often and feel even more enthusiastic and energized about running each time that you do. And for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed and prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of good feeling, by noticing the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on, perhaps becoming more aware of any sounds around, coming back feeling wide awake now, and then whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch and open your eyes. Good. Now we recommend that you listen to this download every day for the first week, and then just as often as you like, until you notice that you're really enjoying making running a regular part of your life. I would love to hear from you, either on the Uncommon Knowledge Facebook page or through the contact form on our site. There are associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com that you may find useful, such as exercise motivation and get in the zone. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.